Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you so much for joining. This is Pastor Patricia. And on today, we'll talk about the unity of the Spirit, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Ephesians 4, verse 3. Thank you, Father God, for who you are. You are welcome to this place to have your way. I pray that you do with me concerning what you have for me to say, and that each and every one of the hearers and your people, Father God, Lord, will be able to receive and to walk in what you have for your people. We need you in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. The Word of God lets us know in this passage of Scripture about how Jesus has given gifts to the body, some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers. Think about the gifts he has given. We are gifts to one another. It's not just I can do this and you can do that, but it's about being able to share. It's about having a part to play. Each person has something to give. Think about how Romans chapter 12, 1 Corinthians chapter 12. It's not that you're a foot and I'm a toe and you're a hand or I'm an eye. And, you know, as far as I got this part to play and my part matters and you have this other part and you don't matter. We all matter and our relationships are worthwhile. And we are to do things together, collaboratively. Amen. One in Christ. Think about how he has given us the different gifts and why. Why did he do it? He lets us know for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. And he tells us how long till we all come into the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. I'm going to go down to verse 16. From whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, make it increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. Notice the unity of the Spirit. Notice the us being and having the bond of peace is connected to love. Hallelujah. God is love, and God is on the inside of his children. And when we walk in the light, when we walk in Jesus, we walk in love, and we're able to have the unity because he is working on the inside of us. And even thinking about that striving, this striving is not, I just got to try so hard because it's just so hard to do. It is something that I'm doing, and it's going to continue to be put forth effort because you are worth it. Our relationships matter to one another. Amen. You matter that much. And so let us continue in it. Let us have put forth effort. Let us not just throw up our hand and say, you know what? They can do whatever they want to do, and I'm going to do whatever I want to do, and you don't matter to me, and who cares? It's none of that. It's none of that. We have peace with one another. That's why we forgive. That's why we repent. That's why we want to be restored in our relationships and have reconciliation. That's why we want to continue to pray for one another. We want to help bear one another's burdens. We want to continue in our love walk, and Jesus helps us. So let us continue to pray for one another. Let's continue to pray with one another. Let's continue to not just assemble as far as physically get together. That is a great thing to do. But we also want to get together in our hearts, connected. I think about Colossians, our heart knitted together. Glory to God, our hearts knitted together. That we're not just trying to get a loose from one another, but we're saying, I'm going to get along with you, and you're going to get along with me because Jesus is helping us, and I love you. Glory to God. Thank God for Jesus. Amen.